Welcome to Finance Endeavors, a Canadian personal finance podcast, sharing ideas about money and how to build wealth from earning, saving, borrowing, spending, and investing. With your host, Mehdi Zerwali.
If you've been jealous of one of your coworkers when you see Mercedes or BMW in the office parking lot, you might be wondering if you could fit a luxury car in your budget. More and more luxury brands are trying to bring models into the market under a very good price, but you gotta make sure to calculate all the costs that come with owning a luxury car, not just the purchase price. So you won't be the only one, of course, considering a so-called entry-level luxury car, with purchase price often starting under $35,000. And again, I'm not counting taxes there, but you know, you get the hint. Growth in the segment has been a major reason that luxury vehicles have increased their market share in recent years. So one of the entry-level luxury models' best financial qualities is their higher resale value. And that leads to a more affordable way to drive a prestige model by leasing it. Entry-level luxury cars on average retain about 50% roughly of the original value after 3 years, more than other luxury segments. So whether you get a good lease deal or buy a luxury car, that's only the beginning of your expenses. As with any car, insurance, fuel, maintenance, and repair costs still have to be paid. So let's compare two models, two entry-level car. I'm not going to call them entry-level, but you know what I mean, like a four-door sedan kind of. So let's compare a BMW 3 Series and a Toyota Camry. Okay, let's start with the fuel cost. The BMW, unlike, you know, most luxury cars, it does require premium gasoline. Okay, so sadly, it's European for premium. Luckily now, the gas is not that bad, but give it about a year and then you might regret this. While, you know, the regular Toyota, like most mainstream brands, use regular, which will take a lot of your money pocket change for gas. The other thing is insurance. First-time luxury car buyers are sometimes started at the bill to insure the car. So if you look at the BMW 3 Series, it definitely will cost you about $173 per month versus the $120 for the Toyota Camry. That's more than $500 a year in extra insurance cost. Maintenance. Oil changes and other routine maintenance usually typically cost more at luxury brand dealerships. As a selling point, some of the brands like BMW will offer free maintenance for the first 50,000 miles on the car. But of course, in our comparison, BMW doesn't really offer any maintenance program for this specific model. I think they only offer for the first 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. Toyota and usually for mainstream brands doesn't have any free maintenance for the 2 years as well. Okay, so you have to be careful of that. You always have to make sure, because these are what cost you the most, and that's actually what most of the dealerships make their money as well. Okay, repairs. For repairs that go beyond standard maintenance, luxury dealers also more expensive. You may be able to cut repair costs by avoiding dealers and go into independent repair shop that specialize, let's say, in German cars, but double check to see if they still meet the condition of your warranty, okay? Because you don't want to void your warranty just because you went to another dealer that is not licensed, per se, to deal with German cars, okay? So the comfort, style, and prestige of owning a luxury car may, in fact, outweigh the extra cost for you. Depends on what you find is a priority, but just be sure you have an idea of those costs before you decide to buy or lease. Business owners, on the other end, might receive a tax credit that will essentially allow them to write off most of the lease payment, which is great if you're using the car for business purpose. So double check with an accountant or tax professional who can provide you with the best option that makes most of the sense for you. Okay, so you have to also bear in mind that dealers may require drivers to have a specific insurance coverage when they opt for a lease. Another thing also you should look out for in the contract for what kind of fee they're going to charge you to break your lease. I had a Volks, And to break the lease, they were charging me about $750 plus tax, okay? Which is not cheap. It's almost like it's a little bit over a month of lease. So if you have any doubt whether you'd be able to make the payment for the entire term of the lease, you probably shouldn't break the lease. Okay, so I hope that you guys find this podcast very useful. Let me know what you think, and I just want to know what option did you go with. For those who purchased a luxury car, did you end up leasing or financing? Okay, so leave a comment and do me a favor, please share as well. Sharing is caring.